developing a negative attitude. Now, in this video, I'm talking about how you develop a negative attitude. It all begins with a conversation. Your words, before you believe it, speak it, and act on it, as you hear the words, your mind begins to interpret a reaction. Negativity comes from circumstances that perhaps you've created in your own mind by overthinking a situation. Now, friends, there are people that you have to separate yourself from, places that you have to decide if you still need that type of atmosphere to validate you. Or are you mature enough to be content in a more stable atmosphere where people are speaking life and adding value to your life? Now, if you are trying to develop a mindset where you can talk to the Lord and receive from Him in the Spirit, then you have to check the people in your camp, those that you allow in your circle. What is the conversation like? What are they saying, and what are you responding to? Are you mature enough spiritually to correctly discern when you are in the company of others? Now, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. You cannot allow bad decisions, bad attitudes, friends, poor judgments in your personal space. Particularly when you are struggling with opposition yourself. A negative attitude and conversation can cause you to distrust the Word of God. And as I've said, all of these things from different areas of life can cause us to jeopardize our relationship with the Lord. It may seem frivolous, like a little something simple. And that's why we are so taken in, because we're not mindful. When we go out on our jobs, at the mall, amongst people and friends, it's not hard to find yourself agreeing with others. Their actions, their words, what are they saying, how they treat other people. Now, take a moment and begin to weed out some of the people from your camp. Why? For this reason. You know who they are. You know those that you should have cut, ties a long time ago. Now, if those you allow in your circle are not adding value to your life, then you need to ask yourself, why are they here? Friends, guard your mind as well as your heart, and don't be afraid to adjust. Make changes, life changes as you grow. Are we together? Are you understanding me? Now, let's do a little quick recap. You have learned that a negative attitude has consequences. You have learned that being content with your personal space produces a positive attitude. It's okay to be you. It's okay to be mature. It's okay to be different. It's okay to say no. Okay? You all read together? In this new life, in the kingdom of God, we are set aside for the service of the Lord God and to be a light to the world in what we say as well as what we do. Okay? Are we together? Now, you have learned that separating yourself from certain people, places, and certain conversations help to maintain a Christ-like attitude. Are you getting this? Okay, going over to the next video, and I will meet you there.